All right. What's a little podcast introduction without a little fumbling and tumbling, right? Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of my Crunchy Podcast. And, well, I am once again coming to you from the side of the street where I just got done eating a very inflated breakfast. I don't want to say expensive. I mean, it was expensive, but it's not like I ate, you know, it's not like I'm living and breathing fine dining. You know what I mean? It was Dunkin'. It's Dunkin'. So, however, with inflation, that's why I'm saying it's very inflated breakfast, because it's Dunkin'. It's not anything special, but for some reason, it felt very, very high-end. All right. Well, guys, it is officially the new year. It is 2023, at least in America. I know some people celebrate it differently. But yeah, it's officially 2023. This year is starting off on, I don't want to say the wrong foot, but it's not the right foot either. It's that third leg everyone's always talking about. It's that third foot people are always talking about. And yeah, it's been a little weird, honestly, for me. In terms of what I look forward to this year, just in terms of what I care about, what I don't care about this year, some things that I really just don't care about for this year is I don't care to participate in 2023. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I just don't care to be involved with this year. I feel like this is like my break year. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to do the most. I'm not trying to do anything, really. I just don't feel like, and this might sound bad. I know some people have this mentality of like, you should be goal-oriented. You should be, you know, seizing the day. I don't care to seize any of the days in 2023. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm coming from a place where I've won and I lost. You know, I put in effort, you know, I put in the time, I put in the hours for life. And right now I'm at the point where I'm just gonna mind my business. I'm just gonna let life do its thing. I'm just going to not get in anything's way, anybody's way. I'm not gonna get in the way of this year. Like, and it sounds crazy to talk about it like this, but yeah, I don't want to participate. You know, I just don't want to go to this party. I'm bailing, you know, and or maybe I'm going to the party because I have no choice, but I don't care to eat the cake. I don't care to go dance. I don't care to talk to anybody. I just don't care. You know what I mean? And I guess what I was trying to say is that I'm coming from a place where I've participated too much in previous years. And if you know what I mean when I say I participated, you know, I feel like I've always gone into years with, you know, optimism, or I've always gone into like, okay, I need to get this done this year, or this is going to happen this year. For me this year, I guess I don't really have anything on the books. I'm not booked for anything this year. Let's keep it that way. You know, I'm not going to fuck myself over here. But yeah, I just don't. And it's not that this 2023 feels like a shit year, or, you know, the thing is, like, I do feel like 2023 is a different year. And I say that because the farther away we get from 2020, the more normal it feels. And I hate to even use the word normal, because some people don't like it when you refer to, you know, post-pandemic life as, you know, back to normal, because for some people, the pandemic is still kind of not over. You know what I mean? I definitely get that part of it. But I think the last couple of years have been very weird, because we've obviously never experienced any of this. Unless you're like 103 years old, then, you know, you had your first round. But I don't know. I feel like post-2020, I want to say even post-2019, post-2018, life was, you know, with social media at its peak, I feel like life was, it was fun, it was different. But also, I might be saying that because I was in my early 20s. I don't know. I'm in my late 20s. Like, and when I say late 20s, I'm talking about, like, I'm 29 and I turned 30 in 2023. And I'm really looking forward to that. But I'm also, like, I guess in last year, I was really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to it now, because being 29 has been weird. I thought being 29 was going to be really fucking cool. 29 has been weird, but 28 and 27 were way better. Or actually, I think 28 was being the best. I think 28 was really fucking cool. But no, I think I was really excited for being 30. And then after the new year, or after the holidays, and I love the holidays, but after the holidays, I guess I lost that excitement. And it wasn't that, it wasn't because anything specific happened. I guess I just lost it, you know? And I think it was like the realization that I just did not want to look forward to anything in 2023. And this sounds like I have like a defeated attitude, you know, like something happened. But the thing is, like, I feel like this defeated attitude is coming from years of shit happening, not just all of a sudden, you know what I mean? And moving forward, I guess at least for this year, you know, there comes a time where I feel like people, or you as an individual, there's only so much you can work on yourself. You know, there's only so much healing you can do. There's only so much of so much self-care, I guess, that you can do, and to the point where you're like, okay, there's nothing left, you know, for you to take care of. You know, you can't heal, you can't come back, you can't bounce back from shit that hasn't happened to you yet. You know what I mean? So I feel like it gets annoying to always be in that mindset, because for me, for example, you know, I've been working a lot on myself the last couple of years, you know, when it comes to being, you know, a better friend, a better brother, a better sister, a better husband, a better wife, you know, all the above, right? And I've conditioned myself, I feel, so much to always being in that, you know, bounce back healing mentality, then now that it's finally hit me, we're like, you know what, like, there's nothing else for you to do, okay? Like, go home, clock out, literally. Like, there's nothing else for you to do in this area. Leave us the fuck alone. And I think that's kind of where I'm coming from. That's how I'm moving forward. And like, if you guys know me, you guys know that I will not do something unless I truly believe it. And I can lie about it, but I won't actually do it unless I fully believe it. And in my soul. And it's come to that point where I fully believe there's nothing else for me to do in the self-care department. So I'm going home. I'm going to a different department. You know what I mean? And the thing is, like, in the past, I've bounced, you know, in and out of this self-care department and gone to other departments, and I feel like I failed, you know, in almost every department. You know what I mean? And I think that's kind of where this attitude of, like, not doing anything in 2023 is coming from, where, like, I'm just gonna mind my business. Like, I feel like no matter what I do, where I go, you know, I am failing, or at least that's kind of how it feels like. But I fully trust life doing its thing, And I know that the things that are meant for me, they stick around. That, you know, things that don't stick around. And I always find, you know, or life always has a way of telling you, even if it takes years, you know, life always finds a way to tell you why things happened, you know, or eventually you realize it. It's, you know, that's the way of life. And I feel like that's why I'm putting just this year in life's hands. Like, you know, I'm not going to, you know, stick my 2 cents into it. I'm not going to, you know, stick my foot out there. I'm just going to let it ride. I'm just going to ride it out. And I mean, obviously, of course, you know, I got to do what I got to do, you know, but this year, oh my God, that was my stomach. But, yeah, that's the bus that we're driving in 2023. That's the mentality. That is fully how we're doing this. And also, I forgot to mention on the last episode of the podcast that this is going to be a semi-monthly. I think that's what it is. Semi-monthly podcast. So we're going to be doing a podcast twice a month. Let's go ahead and say this is the first podcast of January. We might get 3 this year. Y'all might get paid 3 times this month. But this will be the first podcast of January. We'll get another one later this month. I think it's just like a way for me to pace myself, you know, to not overdo it or not underdo it or not overthink it as well. So real quick, though, before we kind of wrap this bitch up, I want to talk about how this is very important. I told myself in 2022, every time that I go through a drive-thru, I was going to check my food order. Because there's been too many times that I keep getting the wrong shit. The last couple of years, I feel like somebody put something on me. And it wasn't like, oh, kill him. You know what I mean? Witchcraft, you know. You know, I hope he dies. I think somebody put some kind of spell on me. Some kind of brujeria on me. But it was like a, I hope every food order he ever orders to a drive-thru, he doesn't check and it's wrong. You know what I mean? It's because while like 90% of my order was right. And the reason why I'm giving the one thing that I got wrong 10% is because I don't know why lately I just been craving donuts so fucking much. And I went through Dunkin', I ordered a fucking donut with my food and my drink, and they gave me the wrong fucking donut. Don't get me wrong, I got a chocolate frosted versus a chocolate glazed. And if you're a Dunkin'er like me, there's a difference. I mean, in general, if you know fucking donuts, there's a difference, okay? And I'm not gonna like make a big deal about it. Just a huge deal about it. So my thing is, I really been craving donuts lately. And I don't know why. I don't know why I really been craving donuts lately. It's just a craving that I've been having. And I've been satisfying it for the most part. Not for the most part. I think I've had like 2-3 donuts. I don't even know if I'm even gonna eat this one. I'll be honest. I'll think about it. My coffee is ass though. Dunkin's coffee lately has just not been good. And the thing is, like, it's been switching up, because I used to hate Starbucks coffee. I would only get the caramel frap, which, yeah, I know it technically it is coffee, it's caffeine, but their iced coffee, like all their, like, you know, liquidy, like all the liquidy drinks, I did not fuck with them. I always preferred Dunkin'. However, I don't know who Dunkin' is hiring anymore. I don't know if the interview process has been lacking lately. I don't know what's going on. But the coffees have not been hitting at least 50% of the time. I might even go 45% of the time. They have not been hitting. Or they have been hitting. So meaning 50% or more of the time, no. it's a chop. I don't know what the fuck is going on over there at the Dunkin' factory, but maybe we got to bring the word donuts back into the name. You know what I mean? Maybe we got too comfortable with just Dunkin', and and that's where we lost our sparkle, our riz, our personality. I don't know what happened. My very first manager at Dunkin', she quit last year. So maybe that's what happened. She left. And that's a problem. I need her to go back. So, I bring this up because it's funny. I was having I was going on a little Twitter rant. Not Twitter rant. But if y'all follow me on Twitter, my name is Fame Geek. Geek has three E's in it. I'll tag it in this post, in this podcast episode. But there's sometimes those days, like yesterday, where all my intrusive thoughts, they win, and they all get posted on Twitter, right? Some of them have no correlation to the other. That's just the way people with ADHD, you know, that's just how we live our lives. So I was posting, or I sent out a tweet. I posted a tweet. Oh my God, I sound fucking 45 years old. I posted a tweet. I tweeted something like, our parents get upset when, you know, or our parents want us to carry some part of their legacy with them. You know what I mean? Like, for example, for me, my dad always kind of wanted me to go into, you know, his field of work. However, there's no fucking way I could do that physically, and honestly, mentally, I could not figure it out. You know, it's sort of my mom. My mom also wanted me to go into that field. I could not fucking do that. So I said something along the lines of, our parents always kind of want us to, like, you know, carry some kind of legacy, or you know, kind of follow in their footsteps in some kind of way. However, on my dad's side, my grandpa was a fantastic fucking baker. When I tell you guys, and I think this is where my donut thing is coming from recently. My grandpa was a fantastic, I mean, he's still alive and I'm sure he can still get down. But he was a fantastic fucking baker, would always make all kinds of, you know, if you're Mexican, you know, or you know, are familiar with like the Mexican breads that we make. He would always be making that bread. When we lived in Mexico, we all kind of lived on the same block. So like we would always have bread, right? And I'm not talking about like sourdough or white bread, bitch. I'm talking about like full on conchas and the porquitos and, you know, all the sweet kind of breads and shit, like the bomb ass shit. And he would make this shit in his oven that he had in his house. And I've always known about it. I've never locked it away. But recently, that childhood memory has been at the front of my brain. And I have not been able to stop thinking about it. So my grandpa was a fantastic fucking baker. Yeah, my dad can't even fucking make a pot of hot chocolate without burning it. So, and honestly, like my grandpa's legacy will definitely be that he was a great fucking baker. You know, he used to sell the bread. He used to make them, you know, bank off of that shit, back in the day. But yeah, how is that? How is it that my parents expected me, and sometimes they get a little upset about it, that I didn't follow in my dad's footsteps, but he didn't even follow in his dad's footsteps, and his footsteps were a lot more simpler than the footsteps that I gotta fucking follow. What the fuck is that about? Let's fight. So, has anyone? I mean, am I on Lonely Island here? Am I the one that's you know has that kind of a personality trait? So, yeah, I think. Long story short, my little donut trend that I'm on at the beginning of the year here is maybe my inner child finally healing. And apparently my inner child is a fat ass because I've been craving donuts nonstop. So, yeah. But other than that, I really hope that whatever you guys are working on this year in 2023, I wish you all the best of luck. You can do this, whether you're the world's... I mean, I don't know. I feel like if you're the world's worst person ever, I mean, I don't know if I want the best of luck for you. But yeah, you know, I hope anything that you guys are working on this year, I hope you guys fully exceed. It might go on to next year. That's okay. Don't get discouraged. Shit takes time. Also sometimes shit doesn't take time. You know what I mean? Like, you just gotta really, I don't want to say really focus, because I feel like if you focus too much and you overthink it, you fuck yourself over. But also, if you don't put in the effort to give it the proper amount of time, you also fuck yourself over. So I hope and wish nothing but the best for you guys. I will see you guys here in a couple of weeks with another little update. We'll chat some more. Hopefully, I have a better breakfast that day. And I'll probably be on the side of the road again. So, yeah. Other than that, you guys have a fantastic weekend. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Be safe. That is all.